Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us and gives us her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Last week we talked a little bit about the causes of brain fog, and I touched on things like food sensitivities, nutritional deficiencies, infections. One of the things I forgot to mention was chemotherapy. I do see a number of patients who are undergoing chemotherapy, and certainly chemo brain is certainly one of these things can actually persist for months after the treatment. But certainly, let's talk about ways to banish brain fog, and these can be applied to many of these kinds of situations. So certainly drinking plenty of water is primary. Even mild dehydration has been found to make it really actually hard to concentrate. And really drinking 8 glasses per day, sipping it slowly, really allows your body to actually absorb and use the water properly. One of the things in terms of food sensitivities, sometimes people find that they eat certain foods and they feel kind of foggy brain afterwards. So one of the things we can do is actually keep a food journal. It's something that I actually have my patients often. I give them a diet diary on the first visit so they can actually write down what they're eating and write down actually if they feel cloudy thinking coming on, and then we can chat about it at the next visit to see if we can eliminate those particular foods. Making sure nutrition is really good. Our brain needs high-quality protein, fat, and sugar to function, and eating less sugar and processed foods is really important, especially if patients have underlying candida infections or other kinds of infections, because those can really contribute to brain fog as well. We've talked about improving sleep quality. And, you know, sometimes we work really hard during the week and then we try to catch up on the weekend. But weekend sleep catch-up doesn't actually work. And really what we want to have is implementing a predictable nighttime routine. So our body actually knows when it's going to go to sleep and making sure that the bedroom is dark. It really helps to keep our melatonin levels pumped up during the nighttime, which is important to help us sleep. Stress is, of course, really important. And one of the things I focus on with stress reduction, I really try to encourage patients to actually go for a walk, for example, or even take a bath. If you're lucky enough to have a bathtub, we carry a number of really nice alkaline bath crystals in our clinic, and to help really not just have a hot water bath, but actually have an alkaline bath to really get rid of the toxins and toxins out of our brain and toxins out of our body at the end of the day. It really promotes good sleep. So, you know, one of the things we can do is at the clinic is do food sensitivity testing, candida testing, and even nutritional deficiency testing. So if patients are interested in getting a little bit more information about that because of their brain fog or other kinds of issues, they can give me a call. And the number is 905-707-2001.
905-707-2001. You can learn how to deal with your health naturally with Dr. Betty, and she offers you a complimentary consultation. So you can ask your questions and get your answers, and all you have to do is take the number down, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Or you can email Dr. Betty and go to her website, Thornhill Naturopathic. There's a link from my website, marylins.ca. Well, Dr. Betty, 4 good ways to banish brain fog, and I look forward to hearing 4 more next week. Have a great week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.